This was the safest place we could imagine. And it doesn't feel safe anymore. We're standing in my former home that I shared with my husband, Barry Lopez, on the Mackenzie River on the lee side of the Cascades. And then on September 8th of 2020, it all burned in the Holiday Farm fire. The winds were coming from the east, which was extremely unusual. These huge, just the giant 200-foot Douglas fir trees and cedar trees and maple trees, and they were just whipping around. And I thought, this can't stand. I mean, these trees are going to come down on us. The smoke was unbelievable. And I started to get really worried, and then I got an alert on my phone. And the alert said, stop calling 911. You do not have a fire in your area. This smoke is from a different fire. You know, this is weird, but we won't worry. So I went to bed and I woke up. I woke up about 10:30 or 11, I'm not sure. And I thought, what in the world is going on? I mean, I was choked with smoke. I couldn't breathe at all. I jumped up and I opened a window and billowing smoke came in. And I heard this pound, 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 pound on the front door. And I opened the door and it was a firefighter. And he said, you have 5 minutes to get out of here, but you got to get out. I walked outside and all three of these ridges were on fire. Everything was on fire. I couldn't even let myself take it in. I just kept asking myself, why is the sky so orange? The trees were crackling. Stuff was falling on fire. It was absolutely insane. It's undone me to lose my home and the way that I did, and to lose Barry so soon after the fire. It's just, I don't know what to do with that loss. I miss him so much. He was quite ill already when the fire happened, but the fire precipitated his death. I'm sure it did. For some reason, private industry could come in here and log after the fire where they couldn't before. We decided as a couple after the fire that we weren't going to salvage log this land. And we got tremendous pressure to do that. Tremendous. Almost every day. In fact, after Barry died, I was getting 8 or 10 phone calls a day offering me a lot of money to salvage log. There's a great deal of value in leaving a burned forest standing. The trees will fall the way they need to fall, and they'll nourish the land and they'll help the recovery. But my great fear is that when there's a climate change incident like this, that things are going to happen so fast to gather up resources that the traumatized people aren't even going to be able to notice what's happened. I got into this terrible habit of counting the logging trucks that were coming down as I was coming up. And at first it was every 15 seconds. And then later it was more like every 30 seconds. I think the big worry about the clear cutting is the erosion that will be caused. And already I've been hearing about a lot of landslides, rock slides. And that's just going to have to get worse, right? Because there are no trees to hold back the soil. This is the drinking water for Eugene and Springfield. And what are they going to do about that? I thought this was going to be a story of climate change, but it's actually a story about greed.